Now, I have a kind of a personality questionnaire here. Some of these questions may seem a little silly to you, but you'd be surprised, yeah, what they indicate about general intelligence and adaptability and so forth. And they may also be a bit of a tease for your memory.
Oh, a tease, huh?
Just answer the question, you know, without the... don't dwell on the question.
Mm-mm. I won't.
Often when we meet people for the first time, some physical characteristic strikes us. Now, what is the first thing you notice in a person?
Whether the person is male or female.
This is a little mathematical problem.
Mm-hmm.
Celery and olives?
4 olives, 3 pieces of celery.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen to be the question.
Oh.
Now, a train started out at Grand Central with 17 passengers aboard and a crew of 9. At 125th Street, 4 got off and 9 got on. At White Plains, 3 got off and 1 got on. At Chappaqua, 9 got off and 4 got on. And at each successive stop thereafter, nobody got off, nobody got on, until the train reached its next to the last stop, where 5 people got off and 1 got on. Then it reached the terminal.
Well, that's easy. 11 passengers and a crew of 9.
That's not the question.
I'm sorry.
How many people got off at Chappaqua?
9.
That's correct.
Yes, I know.
Would you mind telling me how you arrived at that conclusion?
Spooky, isn't it? Did you notice that there are also 9 letters in Chappaqua?
Are you in the habit of associating words, you know, with a number of letters in them?
I associate many things with many things.
I see.
Aren't you going to ask me how many people got off at White Plains? 3.
But there are 10 letters in White Plains.
No, 11.
But only 3 got off there.
You see, I've only ever been to White Plains 3 times in my whole life.
Well, supposing you'd only been there twice.
But I wasn't. I was there 3 times. Aren't you going to ask me how many people got on at Croton Falls?
There is no Croton Falls mentioned at all in the question.
No, but it is the next to the last stop on that line. Anyway, 1. Aren't you cold?
No. Don't worry about me. Never get cold.
Oh.
Now, do you notice anything unusual about the following sentence? Able was I ere I saw Elba.
No. But I doubt that Napoleon ever said anything like that. Unless you mean it's because it's spelt the same way, backward and forward. Is that what you meant? What do they call it?
A palindrome.
I know another. Madam, I'm Adam.
I doubt if he ever said that. Now, I have 3 telephone numbers. I'm going to repeat them just once. See if you can repeat them after me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Plaza. 23391. Murray Hill, 31099. Plaza, 23931. Tough question?
Mm-mm. Tough roast beef. Plaza 2, 3391. Murray Hill, 31099. And Plaza 2, 3931.
Would you mind telling me how you arrived at that?
First is Plaza 2, with the year of the bank panic reversed. And the second one is Murray Hill 3, with 33 years after the date of the Norman conquest. And the last one is Plaza 2, with the number the same as the first and the second and the third digits transposed. Except that there's something terribly wrong with that question.
Really?
I don't think there is any Plaza 2 exchange.
Mm-hmm. What, if anything, is wrong? Well, I guess we can skip that. Hmm. Now, before asking you the next question, I must advise you it contains a trick. Oh. In order to see into the trick, I give you two words of advice. Never assume.
Don't worry, I won't.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A detective broke into an apartment, found Harry and Grace lying on the floor, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Beside them was a small pool of water and some fragments of broken glass. Above them, on a sofa looking down at them, was a pet cat, his back arched. The detective concluded, without further investigation, that the victims had died of strangulation. How was this conclusion possible?
Never assume, hmm?
Never assume.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I'm assuming is that Harry and Grace were... Hey. Well, Harry and Grace... Oh, no, it's too silly. Were Harry and Grace goldfish?
No, they weren't. They were rare tropical fish. Like you.
How did your machine do on this test?
No machine can evaluate. How'd you happen to ask that question?
Oh, I did a little research on you. Mm-hmm. You were born in Columbus, Ohio on May the 22nd. That makes you a Gemini. You're a graduate of MIT with a PhD in science. You're a Phi Beta Kappa, although you don't wear your key, which means either that you're modest or that you lost it. You spent World War II in Greenland working on something so top secret that even I couldn't find out about it. You're one of the leading exponents of the electronic brain in this country and the inventor and patent holder of an electronic brain machine called EMERAC, the Electromagnetic Memory and Research Arithmetical Calculator. That's all I found out so far, but only had half an hour.
A very rare tropical fish.
Thank you.
Did you ever see one of these electronic brains work? EMERAC, for example?
Yeah, yeah. Just this morning, as a matter of fact, I saw a demonstration at IBM.
Oh? Did you see it translate Russian into Chinese?
Yeah, and saw it do everything. Frightening. Gave me the feeling that maybe, just maybe, people were a little bit outmoded.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit if they stopped making them.